This is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number two of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
800-259-9231 is the toll-free telephone number. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything, whether it be a political issue or even a personal problem. 800-259-9231. We also invite you to our website. You can take a look at our listener map at map.freetalklive.com. We've got over 800 of our listeners around the world that have gone and plotted themselves on our map. It's neat because you just punch in your location, add your name, a photo of yourself if you wish, and even a phrase to go along with your entry, and your little plot point will appear on our international map of listenership at map.freetalklive.com. And of course, it is totally free. Again, map.freetalklive.com. Plus, you should know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project, just give them a call toll-free. 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. Now, Johnson, last week, and by the way, still coming up, Super Bowl gambling, we'll talk about that. But last week, you brought up an issue about the information war here in America. And I want to get some more on this, but we need to go to Curtis first. But there's an update from Donald Rumsfeld about his, I guess, his plans in regards to the war. What exactly?
A little bit. He's got a little bit more to say about that because the Pentagon kind of responded to the fact that that document was released.
Because they're scared of the Internet is essentially what it is.
Oh,
the Pentagon doesn't know how to handle the Internet. They consider it an enemy now. We'll come back to that. Let's go to Curtis, though, in Michigan, because you can take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live. Curtis, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Hi, I sort of hate to take a shot at Manwich. He's kind of a nice guy, and I like him. But
that's okay. He's easy to beat up. So go ahead. That's why he's here.
Everybody loves take shots at me.
Okay. Well, you called the Rhodes the third rail of the Libertarian Party, and I was surfing the internet, and I found that some news articles that on February 1st. Indiana State House voted to sell off the Indiana Tollway.
Really?
That by a vote of 52-47, it's not. They didn't really sell it. It's like a 75-year lease.
Mm.
And they leased it for $3.85 billion
to one particular company that's going
to one particular company that's going to be responsible for the maintenance operation and the.
I'll tell you exactly what's going to happen. The government has leased it, so they haven't given up control, so it's just like any of the other things. This isn't really all that big of a news, because now what it is you've got a company that's renting the roads. So what this is going to do is it's actually going to be worse. You've actually kind of delivered us bad news, because what's going to happen is this company, they're renters, so they don't actually own the road. They only have access to use it for 75 years. So what they're going to do is treat it like garbage, and then the government's going to say, oh, you're not taking care of it. We're taking it back.
Right. It'll give the government an excuse to say, well, we tried this privatization thing, and it just didn't work out, because actually this has happened in Canada.
Yep.
We did a story about this probably a year or so ago, where it was a sweetheart deal like this, where one company was given a lease to the road for 99 years, and they didn't care. You know, they kept raising the rates on people. It was essentially a government-granted monopoly on that particular road. And, that wasn't so good. It didn't turn out so great. I suppose it could go either direction. I mean, you could have a company that really does want to make a difference and really does want to provide better conditions, but it could just as easily go in the direction of just things being worse.
Well, it was done as in response to an auction where they auctioned off the Chicago Skyway tollway for $1.83 billion last year.
Was done in response to that?
Yeah, it was in response to it. They, the Indiana Skyway was auctioned off, and they saw that went pretty good, I guess, and so they decided to auction off to get extra money to repair roads and things.
I see. So that's what the motivation was. It wasn't because the government realized that it was lousy at taking care of the roads.
No, it was just for the money, yeah.
I just wanted a quick boost, a quick income boost.
Yeah.
Well, let us know how it goes, Curtis. Do you drive that road at all?
No, I don't. I'm in Michigan. I don't drive it. I just thought this was kind of an interesting, something that's kind of interesting. And
well, I know we got a lot of listeners there in Indiana, so Hopefully one of them will clue us in if things change drastically for the better or worse. Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Toll free 1-800-259-9231. I don't have my hopes up for it. I don't.
No.
So, Johnson, let's talk about the information war.
All right. I got an article here from Reuters that says basically Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld on Wednesday said the Pentagon had not done a good job in the information war against enemies like Al-Qaeda, saying that U.S. personnel felt constrained, partly due to fear of criticism in the media.
Mm-hmm.
This is an area that we don't do well. We know we don't do well, Rumsfeld told a Pentagon briefing, referring to information operations and psychological warfare aimed at foreign peoples and enemies. Mm-hmm. How do we compete in this struggle in a way that can counter the ability of the enemy to lie, which we can't do, and... Yeah. And the ability of the enemy to not have a free media criticizing them. You don't see much criticizing of them.
Meaning the enemy.
Right.
Okay.
He's basically saying, well, we can't lie. And
which is, of course, a lie right there. Give me a break.
And he's also saying, like, the media isn't picking on the Iraqis. They're only picking on us.
I see. They're not being fair. They should pick on everybody.
Well,
now, wait a minute. Now, remember that story where they had taken a picture of a G.I. Joe doll and had made it look like that was supposed to be a captured soldier? They had, like, this cheap dollar store G.I. Joe guy, and they put a little fake M16 next to his head. Do you remember that picture
yes.
from last year? Well, the media reported on that, and they questioned that after a little while. So they are questioning the news coming from over there.
Well, a debate is underway in America over what is permissible for the U.S. government to do to spread its message to foreign audiences as it engages in wars in Iraq and Afghanistan in what it calls a global war against terrorism. The U.S. military command in Iraq is investigating a military program that funneled money to some Iraqi newspapers to publish pro-American articles. Now, this is
right,
what we talked
about
last
that.
Week. The Pentagon in 2002 closed its Office of Strategic Influence. What a name. After reports that it planned to plant false news stories with foreign media outlets.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to lose battles out there. This is a quote from Rumsfeld. We're not going to lose battles out there. The only place we can lose is if the country loses its will, and the determinant of that is what is played in the media. And therefore, the terrorists have media committees, and they plan it, and they manipulate and manage to influence what the media carries throughout the world. And
what?
They do it very successfully. They're good at it.
He's acting like the terrorists are doing a better job of manipulating the media than he is.
Right, that's what I felt about, what was his name, Paul what?
Who?
The
I don't know.
The guy who had, I don't even like bringing it back up again, I don't like mentioning it, but the guy who had his head sawed off.
I don't remember his name. Nick Berg?
Oh, Nick Berg is one, but there was another one, Paul something else. Yeah, there were a couple guys. Yeah, that must be their great media campaign, Rumsfeld. You moron.
Yeah, they just release terror videos.
They're really winning people's hearts and minds over by sawing off people's heads. This moron.
And
we have this guy. This guy is running our government.
The Department of Defense, at least.
The Department of Defense. This is the guy who's in charge.
And he's... I think it's asinine that he's pretending. He's pretending like we're bumbling. I mean, it's unusual for the government to admit that it's terrible at something, but here he is pretending like they're just a bunch of bumbling oafs and they can't do anything to manipulate people. Oh, we can't tell any lies. The terrorists are so much better at manipulating the media.
Here's what he's going
on. You're kidding me.
Here's what he's going on to say. He says, but Rumsfeld said the risk of being criticized by the U.S. news media had a chilling effect on the U.S. military. And they, defense personnel, say, oh my goodness, if you don't do if you do anything in that area, you get penalized because there's bad press and there's bad news and someone doesn't like it. There's a congressional hearing and the newspaper has it on the front page because it's about the media and the media likes to write about the media, Rumsfeld said. And our people are chilled and reticent and uncomfortable, Rumsfeld added. A document signed by Rumsfeld that was made public last week acknowledged that information spread by the Pentagon to influence foreign audiences increasingly seeps back home and is consumed by our domestic audience.
That's all I hear when I hear this guy talking. oh, no, we have too much freedom of... Essentially, what he's saying is, there's too much freedom of the press in America. We can't just put out whatever we want to. The media's going to question us.
We can't have a war over any old reason at all without people asking questions.
We need to just shut down this whole free press idea because it's really hurting how people are seeing our military. It's really hurting... people are asking way too many questions. When, in fact... we don't think people are asking enough questions. On this show, we don't think the journalists are doing a very good job at all of questioning the military.
A free press is absolutely a danger to an empire.
This is interesting what it says here also at the end. Is that, you know, as it said, that, you know, a document signed by Rumsfeld acknowledged that the information to foreign audiences increases.
Ooh, we missed our bed there.
Come currency on. Devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1%, in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold, in the same time frame, increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else, there's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America today. In 25% of the cases, the first sign is sudden death. Cartavite has been helping people live as long as God intended us. Made from seven herbs, Cartavite is the purest form of oral chelation available today. Here's what one person has to say.
I was feeling chest pain from time to time. Shortness of breath. I don't have the tightness on my chest, and I don't have the shortness of breath no more. I tried all kinds of junk. It didn't do. The only thing that worked was your Cardiovite.
If you believe Cardiovite was made for you, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Cartavite is an all-natural supplement, so call today, 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231, that's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where you can amp the show at amp.freetalklive.com. To amp, all it takes is $3 a month. And it's totally voluntary. I mean, if you can't afford it, you can't do it, don't worry about it. We still give you everything for free on our website at freetalklive.com. Though Free Talk Live amplifiers do have access to a few perks, a few bonuses, like classic archives of the show, as well as an amplifier-only call-in line, and more. Plus, if you're an amplifier, you just get a little more respect.
And you're not going to find many radio shows that follow this business model.
No, there's none out there like this that I know of, at least. And it's cool because it helps us out. The AMP program is to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. So the money that comes in goes right back out into promoting Free Talk Live to get us on more radio stations, to get us on more internet connections, that sort of thing.
We're the shareware of the radio world.
You know what? You're right about that. That's a great point. And to AMP the show, go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can learn more there, and you can find out that our long-term goal for the AMP program, when we finally reach our final monetary goal, is to reduce the amount of commercial time on the show by 25%. That's not too shabby of an idea. Amp.freetalklive.com. All right, Johnson, are we still in this information war?
Yeah, just
thing
very
here?
Briefly, I had a comment. Just the end of this was kind of interesting, you know, in relation to what I had said last week, was that, you know, a document signed by Rumsfeld was made public last week,
much to his chagrin.
Right, that acknowledged that information was spread by the Pentagon to influence foreign audiences. It's increasingly seeping back home and is consumed by our domestic audience, is what the document said.
Right. All the lies we're telling in Iraq, they're getting back here, too.
Yeah, and then our news media organizations are picking up the lies. Oh, well, the Pentagon is prohibited, apparently, by law, from targeting American audiences with these psychological operations, which, I'm sure it would love to do that, and
how the laws have really had an effect on our government.
Yeah, I doubt the Pentagon feels bad at all about the fact that these psyops are getting back into our country. That's what's going on. The government definitely is lying to us.
Of course.
And the media is picking up. So the media is lying to us. And now it's getting out just how much the media is lying to us. Well, the Pentagon said that the psychological operation information is truthful. So it answered back, yeah, this document, yeah, it's true. The research organization that obtained the document through the Freedom of Information Act described it as propaganda planted overseas that inevitably made its way back to the United States. And, I mean, just the fact that the Pentagon is admitting it is interesting. That they're, you know, they're definitely, you know, they're fessing up. Yep, it's true.
Well, of
it's
course,
just more open, you know. It just keeps getting more and more open. They're not even afraid to admit anymore.
Well, and they're not really getting huge coverage on it either. I mean, they're admitting it and coming out and saying it, but ABC News isn't running a top story on how the government is waging a propaganda campaign against us. It's been buried. So the news is out there, but the news isn't covering this particular news. They're busy reporting on missing people and hurricanes and tragedy and things like that, whereas, of course, this is just being flushed over. Nobody's talking about this, except for Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231, if you got comments here. All right, Johnson, you got an email you want to do?
Yeah, I've got an email. I promised Chaz that I would cover this email, and I found it very interesting. It says, Dear Johnson, this is actually one of the most interesting points on intellectual property that I've heard and, you know, since we've been talking about
okay.
it. Dear Johnson, I was listening to the podcast from January 20th, and I was listening to your opinions on intellectual property. I agree that if you make profit off of someone else's creation, for example, by copying DVDs and then selling them, I had a question, though.
That's bad. He agrees that that's bad.
Right. He agrees that that's bad, that the profit is the property in that case. I had a question, though. I am an aspiring composer who has downloaded music notation software, so that I can write music using my computer. First off, do you disagree that this should be a reprimandable action? If so, do you think it is okay for me to create my own music and make a profit off of my own creation using software that I have not paid for? I'm interested to hear your opinion.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about that,
James? Well, if he intends to make a profit using that particular software...
Well, we know what your stance is going to be.
I think he should. Yeah, I think he should pay for that software. Maybe he should wait until after he gets it and then buy the software.
Makes a profit, you mean?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I can see waiting for that.
If you're a starving artist, what can you do, right?
Right. You know, I mean, you wait 6 months after you've sold a couple of pieces, or I don't know what one of these things brings, or one piece, I don't know, and then you buy the software.
Johnson, your thoughts?
You know, I'm very torn on this because I feel like, okay, for example, here's how I feel about it. I do feel that you should pay for the software. Now, I don't necessarily, it's very odd because I feel like the rates that some of these companies are charging for software is absolutely outrageous. It's outlandish. Some of these software companies, it's just ridiculous. But I would say this. I always try to equate everything back to being a tangible item. In other words, I take it and I take software and I say software is a tool. So I take it and I convert it over to software being a hammer.
Okay.
Okay? And with a hammer, I can build something. With his composing software, he could
build music.
Make music.
Right.
He's building music. You know, if I were to use a software like Photoshop, I'm building images. You know, that's
Got
what
it.
I do with this, you know, what you can do with this type of, these types of programs. So, if you could build your own hammer, right? Lash a rope on, you know, or whatever, and then you're using someone's ideas or whatever to build a house from, you know, their plans or whatever, then that's one thing. You're making it, and you're making it for personal use.
Okay.
Now, if you're making profit, that's where the problem is. So, while I wouldn't have a problem with, for example, if somebody takes your composing software or your Photoshop or whatever, and you steal that software, you know, you copy the software, but what you do with it, if you make things for your own personal use, say you compose music that only you listen to,
mm-hmm.
or even maybe just your friends listen to, but nobody's making any profit off of it.
Got it.
No problem. None at all. The minute you start making profit, cut should be had.
Should you wait until you can afford to actually buy the software, or should you take out a loan to buy the software? I mean, the minute you make profit, should you go out and run out and pay for the software?
No, immediately. You shouldn't make any profit until you've paid for that software.
I gotcha. Okay. Well, I mean, I definitely see where you're coming from on that, and I agree. If you're using a program and it's valuable to you, you should pay for it.
I think my concept on intellectual property is very clear-cut. And, you know, I've heard you guys talk about, you know, bumble through intellectual property on shows that I'm not on.
Mm-hmm.
And,
well, God knows we wouldn't want to address it without you.
And I feel like it's a very clear-cut concept for me. I mean, property is tangible. Money is tangible. If you make something tangible from somebody else's intangible ideas, that's where the problem comes from.
Should you have to pay for the software once you start trying to sell the product, regardless of whether or not you actually gain sales?
Yes.
So even if profit's not involved, the fact that you're trying to make the profit is.
Yes, absolutely.
The factor there. All right, let's talk to Bread Meat in Minnesota. Bread Meat, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Holy crap, can they ever get my name right, Ian?
I don't know. It says you're in Minnesota now?
Apparently so. That much closer to the free state.
Dead Meat in Texas?
Seriously, are you really in Minnesota?
No.
Okay.
Around the block from you.
Well, get your point, Eric.
Okay. So what's on your mind tonight, man?
So what's up with the amplifier call-in line? I got a modem there. What's up with that or a fax?
Oh, yeah, we were waiting for a fax, so we will open that up here in just a little bit. Hang on, man, we're going to come back to it. 800-259-9231, toll-free 1-800-259-9231. And yes, the amplifier line, it has been busy, so we will open that up. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. More on the way. Free Talk Live. Take control.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $750 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $750 on select styles. Offer ends 2/25/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears. 1-800-300-8069. Call now. 1-800-300-8069.
Listen up, folks. Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now's the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have a better than 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration, credit repair, and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything, political issue, personal problem. Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we ask that you vote for the show. It's a very simple thing you can do, and it helps support Free Talk Live by going to vote.freetalklive.com. I think we're currently the number 2 podcast in the world, which it's good, but not quite good enough. We want to be number 1, and we can do it with your vote. It's a once-a-month sort of a process, easy to do. All you need is an email address. Just go to vote.freetalklive.com. Cast your vote for Free Talk Live. Helps us get on, get more people listening to the podcast, which is a good thing. Vote.freetalklive.com. So we go back to the phones and back to Dead Meat in Sarasota, Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Gosh, you know what? I really don't have anything to talk about tonight, but I figured I'd call and say hey and reiterate my Second Amendment rights because I bought a Mossberg 500 this past week and I'm proud of it.
Nice. Well, where do you buy? Where'd you buy it at? A brand new.
I went to the gun show this week and they had it on sale for $239.
That seems like a good price.
It is a good price. Where are you going to shoot it? Where are you going to practice?
My father's house is like a few minutes away, so I figured.
Go out there.
Nice. Go out in a kind of the rural area, that sort of thing.
No. I usually go to a government park where the police go and whatever.
Oh, I gotcha. I've never actually fired a shotgun before. I fired a few different weapons, but never a shotgun. So, one of these days I'll get around to it.
This will be exciting.
Yeah.
So I figured I'd share that, and you know, that being in common with Manwich, since I heard him mention it the other night on the show, and I felt a bond with him.
There you go. It's the Mossberg.
I bet you'd like to bond with him.
I was going to say, you've never had a chance to bond in person with Manwich, have you?
I don't believe so.
I'm the best bonder of the group.
It was just you and Mike at the party when we went.
That's right.
I was there.
One of these days, you might be able to do that. Thanks for the call, Debbie. Appreciate hearing from you. Good luck with your shotgun. 800-259-9231.
I wonder if you think so, Mike.
I don't sound.
No, I don't think you would think that.
I don't sound drunk enough.
For those that don't know, Dead Meat is local to Free Talk Live, and back when we were on a local station, we had our listener appreciation party that we threw after we got kicked off the air the first time, and Dead Meat was there, and he's a pretty friendly guy, wouldn't you say, Johnson?
Yeah, he's very friendly.
He likes to...
With the hand.
Yeah, the grab.
Touching.
And touch. 800-259.
Yeah, you guys didn't catch it, so now I've just got to explain it, but when he said we had, you know, the board op screwed up his screen name, and I said his first name, and I intentionally screwed it up when I said it, so that's...
Very subtle of you.
It was very...
Let's talk to Antonio in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello, Antonio. You're on Free Talk Live. Antonio going once. Antonio going twice. All right. Well, maybe we'll get back to Antonio.
Well,
he is there. Antonio?
No, this is not Antonio.
Well, who is this?
This is Marielle. I think the line probably got mixed up.
Yeah, something got mixed up. Marielle, from somewhere, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
All right. Well, you've been talking about intellectual property a lot, and I don't know if you've covered this before, but I watch a lot of Japanese animation.
Yeah.
And
hentai.
Yes, that too, actually. But I mean, my big question is, it's kind of a different thing. I know, like, if you get like a Hollywood movie or something online, obviously that's a violation of intellectual property laws. But there's a lot of stuff that gets on the internet that that people in Japan record directly off of television, and
right.
they fan sub it, and they put it online, and it's not licensed in the U.S. So there's no company in the U.S. where you can get this from.
I see.
And so it's legal.
So you're actually, even though you're copying the Japanese programs, since there's no U.S. law overriding it, it doesn't matter.
Right. So it's perfectly legal to download it on the Internet. And, I mean...
Well, I think anything should be legal to download on the Internet if it's for personal use. That's
right.
my whole view on the intellectual property is, as long as you're not selling it.
Okay.
It's when you sell it and make profit that you're stealing.
And it still is the right thing to do, is to give that company money if you enjoy what it is.
Oh, absolutely. I think you should support them. I mean, why do you think we have the business model we do with Free Talk Live? I mean,
yes.
we want people to support us, but voluntarily.
But I like try before you buy. I like that.
Yeah,
idea.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
So that's what you're doing. Are you like a big anime freak? Do you do all everything anime? Do you go to conventions and that sort of thing?
Are you into cosplay?
No, I'm not that into it. I go to a university here, and we have an anime club. A couple years back, they got in big trouble because they were showing for free anime on a big screen. So there were, 50 people watching or whatever. So now we do buy animation, but we can't show anything that isn't licensed to the United States, because you can't get it, even though there are a lot of good things that you can.
Really?
Yeah.
Who in the administration was actually paying attention enough to figure that out?
Well, no one was paying attention. I think there was someone that came to a showing that wasn't happy about it, and then went to the administration and said, hey, this is not quite legal, and they said, you should stop doing that. But the good news is now the SAFC, which is like the student activities funding thing, gives us tons of money to buy DVDs. So,
that's cool.
So, the students are paying for it out of their tuition. But.
Yeah, exactly. Get a little bit of your tuition money back, I suppose.
Yeah.
Now, Marielle, I think this is the first time you've called into the show, yes?
Yes, it is.
Now, what can we do to get you to submit a picture to the Shrine of Female Listeners?
I think I can do that now.
That'd be fantastic.
Soon.
So, visit the Shrine, get all the details there at freetalklive.com. We really appreciate your call tonight.
All right.
Thank you. 800-259-9231. Toll free 1-800-259-9231. We've had a lot of college age ladies submit their pictures to the Shrine recently.
Very cool.
Cool stuff.
I'd like to bring something up while we're still on the intellectual property. We're in that whole zone, if I could.
Okay.
I want to bring up, because you guys talked about it a lot this week, and I just want to cover it real briefly, because I've heard you guys kind of bounce around on it and not really come to any sort of conclusion.
What?
With the DRO thing.
What's that have to do with intellectual property?
Well, I feel like intellectual property, you're talking about disputes and things that have to be resolved. I mean, it's very...
All right.
I think
you're reaching there, but okay, what do you want to say about it?
I don't think I'm reaching at all, because obviously when you're talking about intellectual property, you're talking about a legal dispute that needs to be, that needs to be
all right.
solved.
So what about the DRO?
And the other reason why I was going to say that I think it's related is we're talking about libertarian societal concepts. I mean, that's where I think the real relation is.
So
we're talking about how intellectual property...
Your comment, rather.
Well, my comment is that we live in a DRO now. And I don't think that was very well explained or thought out. We live in a dispute resolution organization right now.
I don't understand.
Well, the way a dispute resolution organization works, the only difference between the way society would work in a libertarian society versus a the society that we live in now is that there'd be a certain level of voluntarism to how the dispute resolution organizations would work. Basically, what I'm saying is we live in a dispute resolution organization now, and Torgo's point was that, well, eventually, when this comes down to it, you're going to have to... Whoa, that was strange.
I got you. Go ahead.
Did you hear me cut out?
Yeah, I'm hearing you cut out. That's not good.
Okay.
We're having some mic troubles.
Hello?
Keep going.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not good at all. You're just going to have to, be quiet now, because your microphone's not working.
Well, let me back up off of it and not touch it. Oh, no.
Your big, deep voice is just blowing out the microphone.
Technical difficulties, everybody. 800-259-9231. So maybe we'll get Johnson's.
I messed with the cable. Maybe if I leave it alone now, hopefully it'll be okay.
Yeah, just get your comments out while you still can, I suppose.
Okay. Basically, we live in a dispute resolution organization right now because... Oh, I'm sorry. I'm trying to recollect myself from...
Oh, and as you... And go to
good.
Break. We're going to look at the technical difficulties here. 800-259-9231. We can get this remedied here. Also coming up, Super Bowl gambling. That's on the way. Plus, it looks like a Marine unit is going to be training in possibly your neighborhood. This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. It is your show. You take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have the bulletin board system there with well over 80,000 posts for you to surf around through and over 1,100 people interacting. It's totally free. There's fun stuff there as well as serious issues and more, including our forum dedicated to helping get Free Talk Live on your local talk station. You'll find that there on the bulletin board system at freetalklive.com. Okay, let's try this again. Of course, while we were during the break, we tried to work out our technical problems. And, of course, when you're not on the air, the technical problems don't happen.
Not ever.
Murphy's Law, right?
Yep.
Okay, so, Johnson, you're telling us that you think we live in a dispute resolution organization society right now, and you're kind of going to explain why that is.
Okay, one of the things that you said on Monday was the most important point that Torgo made to you was that eventually, when the dispute resolution organizations become more pervasive, children growing up in the society won't have a choice.
Right.
Fine. Not a big deal. Now, you reacted strongly to that point. I didn't react at all. I said, yeah, of course. Because, I mean, the people are going to self-govern. Now, the whole concept is for the system of DROs to succeed. Now, what we have now is a DRO, a dispute resolution organization, that you're born into that's based on geography.
Okay?
It's stupid. It's stupid.
And there's only one of them.
And it's...
There's no competition.
Well, no, there's competition, absolutely. There's competition all around the planet.
Geographically.
Okay, even
dispute resolution organizations now are what are known as nations. And countries. That's
or even circuit or district courts.
No, No, I call them nations.
Okay.
I mean, I'm going to call it federal governments. Individual federal governments are what is the overall dispute resolution organizations. Now, within a dispute resolution organization, you could have sub-courts and sub-bodies if you wanted to. It would be like countries. The difference is states. I think of it like states. It could be states or courts or whatever they want to call them. State is just a term somebody made up. And they're all basing these governments on geographical locations. All it is you're signing the contract with a DRO based upon where you were born.
Of course, there is. Except there is no contract.
No, there's no contract. There's absolutely no contract, but you could move.
You could.
Sure. You could. Now,
assuming that things don't get really bad and they prevent you from moving, like if you lived in a former Soviet bloc nation or something
Korea.
Like that.
Yeah. So, I mean, basically, what I'm thinking about this is, as far as I think of it, almost in terms of like the internet, where you have things that have started to become decentralized, and this is the same kind of concept. And when I was thinking about it, it's inevitable. It's not only libertarians don't even have to push for it. This form of government is going to come about.
You mean a more decentralized government? You mean?
Because the first country that really gets this idea, imagine if you could be a citizen of a country anywhere on the planet.
Well, you would still be a citizen of the country that you happen to geographically in, too.
No,
you?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
No, not necessarily. And this is where I'm thinking, is that eventually some country is going to get the bright idea, especially a smaller country, to say, look, you can be a citizen of our country. It doesn't matter where you are. This is how we're going to do it, and you follow under our laws. And I don't know how things will work with that, but I could see it eventually coming about.
So
I could see that type of where you start.
Yeah,
you know,
but the other country in that case would have to recognize that citizenship, right?
Not
so
necessarily.
That way, if I went into California and said, well, I'm a New Hampshire citizen, you're going to have to recognize the fact that I can carry a gun openly, that California's not going to care about New Hampshire's open carrying gun law.
Ah, but if a dispute resolution organization becomes popular enough with one of these other countries, that other country might be able to just say, look, we're going to, you know, if this happens, we'll take, you know, action to defend people, because that's what the dispute resolution is all about, protection.
Or they'll just say, look, we're not going to trade with you anymore, or something like that.
If it becomes a business, if it becomes profitable enough for that dispute resolution organization. In other words, if a country were to decide to do this, it might be in that country's interest to go in and send an invading force, rescue someone from a prison, do whatever it takes.
Sounds pretty pretty wild ideas there, Johnson. Interesting, though.
It is very interesting, but I do think that it could be possible to happen inevitably that, especially with even a larger country that has the incentive to do that. Imagine if the United States says, okay, we're a free nation, and anyone else in the world, we're opening up our borders, and anyone who wants to be a citizen of the United States, you can be so, no matter where you are on the planet.
Sounds like it would be hell to actually try and protect those people around the world. I mean, especially for the government. I mean, if it was an organization after a profit, which is one big difference, I mean, which is one reason why you're not quite accurate in saying that we really are in a DRO situation, because a DRO is a private organization after a profit, whereas the government has no profit incentive
to protect
anyone.
That's what I'm saying, though. A government could switch modes.
And be not a government anymore?
Somewhat. It would still be a government.
They'd be collecting taxes or fees for
nonetheless, all of this is an interesting exercise because it's just all theoretical. It's just ideas.
Right.
I mean, that's all we're doing is passing this around here. I'm not a huge fan of the DRO idea necessarily. I just think it's something different and something worth talking about.
Right.
So,
my suggestion was that governments could switch into becoming these DROs. In other words, the DROs
would never have an interest to do that sort of thing, though. I mean, government doesn't want to give up its power. It doesn't want to become more voluntary.
Not our government. I'm talking about
a government that we would form down the line, you mean? Some other government?
I would think that a government possibly in some smaller countries might have an incentive to do this, to try and grow their country.
Possibly.
And just try and grow as an organization and just become...
But then again,
it would be a way to break out of this. Because right now, the way everything has got is we have these geographic empires, where you have, you know, like the European Union and the United States, and a smaller country with, you know, for example, maybe we go to the Free State Project, we've got our own sort of interesting thing going on, and New Hampshire decides to say, anyone in the world can be a citizen of New Hampshire, and we will protect you.
Sounds like a hell of a job to actually
certainly
protect
would
those
be,
people.
But and if it were profitable to do so, and people all around the world suddenly just became, you know...
It's an interesting vision, Johnson, I got to say. 800-259-9231. Unfortunately, right now, we still have to deal with our big government and getting it out of the way before any of this stuff can happen, because they are not going to stand for that sort of behavior, especially the military. who's going to be apparently training in your neighborhood soon. Possibly. We'll tell you which neighborhood. Coming up, Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, toll free. Take control of the show, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The Shrine of Female Listeners is there with dozens of ladies that have sent us their photograph. Not just any old photo, but one specifically taken for Free Talk Live. We call it a validated photo. Women of all shapes, sizes, ages, colors have participated in the Shrine. It's not a beauty contest, just to show off the fact that we actually do have women that listen to the show. Not only do they listen to the show, but they like us enough to send us a custom picture. It's pretty cool. So we really appreciate it. Ladies, you can learn more about the Shrine, and guys, you can visit the Shrine at freetalklive.com. To the phones we go. Let's talk to Parker in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello, Parker. Parker in Florida. Oh, we had some name trouble earlier. If there's somebody on the line, go ahead and just say hello. Whoever you are, just say hello.
Hi.
Okay, hello?
Hello?
Is this Parker?
Yes.
Hey, Parker, what's up?
I'm just bothered by the fact of banning books. I'm in high school.
What is it? Banning books.
Mm-hmm.
Which books specifically are you talking about, Parker?
Catcher in the Rye.
They banned Catcher in the Rye from your high school?
Boy, how passe is that? They banned that in like the 70s.
Well, I wasn't allowed to read Catcher in the Rye. I brought it in. You know, we had to do a book report.
Mm-hmm.
And I was told that it was not appropriate, so I had to pick another book.
I mean, that seems like something that... Why would they say that? Because there's cursing in Catcher in the Rye? I mean, what's the content there that's not appropriate?
I have no clue. I mean,
Manwich, have you read this book?
I have not read Catcher in the Rye. I have read Cliff Notes on it. I've had the same experience and with another book while I was in middle school. They had a particular book that they banned, and I can understand why a teacher would say this particular book is not appropriate for a book report. As to, you know, trying to ban it, all they're going to do is read it outside of class, so outside of school. I don't think they're going to be terribly
So it's not necessarily that it's been banned from your school library or something like that. It's just that this one particular teacher doesn't want you to utilize that for a book report.
Well, no, I asked about that, and they said that it was not allowed to be read in the classes, like any classes in the school.
Wow.
So it's probably from an old law.
It wasn't very effective then, telling you couldn't read it because you can just check the book out of a local library or buy it online and read it at home, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But
kind of pointless.
I wanted to tie that into Brookback Mountain.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
It goes against what the majority of everyone, in this country believes. You know, I was raised that it was, Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I'm just bothered by that, I see a lot more, wrong things in that than I do in Catcher in the Rye.
Okay, so you think that...
What, are they forcing me to talk about that in school or something?
No, they haven't talked about it in school, but I'm just bothered by the fact that no one looks at it and says, hey, this is wrong.
Well, there are a lot of
people... I mean, I don't disagree with, being gay, but...
Right, I see what you're saying. He's juxtaposing it. He's saying, well, it's silly that he thinks Catcher in the Rye is less offensive than Brokeback Mountain.
Now,
right.
You would agree, Parker, that Brokeback Mountain has probably enjoyed its success due to the fact that people would like to, in fact, censure it, wouldn't you?
That's true.
I mean, it wouldn't have seen the success that it has, especially among heterosexual audiences.
Right. If the Christian right wasn't screaming and yelling about Brokeback Mountain and writing articles about it and just being outraged, it wouldn't have gotten half of the attention that it
has
gotten so far.
Their shameful, decadent behavior. They're lustful.
Hey, Parker, good luck getting out of high school, man. Thanks for the call. We appreciate
hearing
from you. 800-259-9231. Coming up, military training in your neighborhood. Also, internet gambling. People are breaking the law, man. Which,
can you believe it?
Because they want to place bets on the Super Bowl. That's all coming up. Hour 3 on the way. Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If the